With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to the second part of the Classic Ads from Simpler Times 1970s Advertising Quiz with me, Steve Cook, and my co-host, Tony Williams. What's that you say? It's like deja vu all over again. If you liked the first part, then you're in for a treat. If you weren't that keen, then I've got nothing for you except to confirm that we're about to live down to your expectations. Thanks for tuning in though.
Ready? This one's easy peasy.
50 years of Mars goodness, and now we bring you the biggest Mars bar ever. Even more milk, more glucose, more sugar, and more thick, thick chocolate.
Right. For 1 point, what was the strapline tagline? And I want you to sing it to get that 1 point.
A Mars a day helps you work, rest and play.
Yeah, a little bit of key, but I'll accept that.
Tremendous value. Really satisfying. The biggest Mars bar ever.
Mars a day helps you work, rest and play.
That's one of my favourite words, tremendous.
Okay.
Okay, that was a gimme. Thanks very much for that one.
No, so well, yeah, we're here to help you out. I'm sure you'll repay it in a moment with my easy peasy one.
I think I may have dropped a clanger here.
Oh.
Because this is a 3-pointer, but it's music based and I think it's too easy.
Well, we can't be having that.
What I want to know is I want the name of the singer, the name of the band, and the name of the first chart topping single. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really don't know. I've never heard that before. I was going to say T-Rex originally, but then it sounded like Gary Newman, and I'm going...
Okay, so there Gary you go. Newman's cars. It's Gary Newman.
Gary Newman was wife in the car recently, and she turned around to talk to him, and her boobs split open. I read in the news. Yeah.
Right.
Boom, 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 cars. Yeah, my friend just go gliding with him. Gary Newman. Anyway, yeah, Gary Newman. Was his first hit Cars?
Gary Newman.
It was?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
What's the name of the band? What was the name of his band?
Gary Newman and the New People. I don't know. I only know as Gary Newman.
And the band was called Tubeway Army.
Oh, I never heard that.
And their first hit single was?
Chubby Chubby Tubeway. Chumbawamba, I don't know.
Our Friends Electric. I thought that was like th- three gimme points there.
No, you just struggled for Gary Newman. I knew Gary Newman. I didn't struggle for Gary Newman. I had Gary
Well, it was
Newman.
1979.
What about the boob story? Do I get an extra?
You can have, yeah, the breast story, you can have a point.
All right.
Oh, you're really struggling.
So
now,
I don't feel like a right tip.
This is desperate.
All right. So I got 2 points there, did I? One for Gary Newman, one for the boob story.
You get an extra point for the breast story.
Okay. Oh, puts me in the lead. Right. So I can't play the next one because you already played it to me. It was going to be...
Which one, Milk Tray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to skip that one. But luckily, I came prepared. See, I have vision with mine.
It doesn't really help in a podcast, though, does it?
No, not really. But just watching this ad again, it's like he jumps off a cliff, he dives into the water, there's sharks, and he's got his satchel on his back like he's coming back home from work. I'm thinking, you're going through all those sharks and life thing to leave a bird, a box of chocolates. Better off eating by the shark, man.
He's going to leave a bird a box of chocolates.
Thank you very much for
the... It's like... Jeremy Clarkson does advertising.
And it doesn't even open when I get the best one. Like, it doesn't even, like, wouldn't that be a great shot today? Like, it opened up and looked through. I'll open that one. Sorry, I'll get there.
All these ones are rubbish.
All because the lady loves, yeah. And she just gets there. And it's chewed up Ferrero Rocher.
I hate caramel.
Okay, this one is an easy. In fact, I'm reluctant to even do this for you. It's so easy. You ready?
Go.
After a hard morning's workout, you'll need something quick and nutritious, like Cadbury Smash, real potato pieces that ripple with vitamin C, leaving you raring to go.
Okay, so you obviously heard the brand. What's the tagline? And what's the talent?
So the tagline is, for mash, get smash. The product is Cadbury Smash. The talent is a bunch of puppets.
Puppets?
They're space alien Martian puppets.
Not sure I can accept that.
Well, they're non-human, okay? So they're Martians.
After a hard morning's workout, you'll need something quick and nutritious, like Cadbury Smash, real potato pieces that ripple with vitamin C, leaving you raring to go.
So what's the complication? What have I missed?
No, I should check on the tagline because it wasn't written on the screen.
Right.
You were correct on the tagline. And they were, a bunch of aliens, tin robots kind of things.
Yeah, Martians, okay. Weren't they? Nominally.
Two. Did you like Smash? I love Smash.
Did you? No, I wasn't.
With a big circle of baked beans in the middle.
I think there were a couple of options with Smash. You could either make it with milk or you could make it with mortar.
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 Water, but is it mortar? That's a cheesy
word. You can make it with milk or you can make it with water. And
Mammy always made it with milk.
I think we've started to paint a picture of what my household was like in the 1970s. Do you think we made it with milk?
Oh, lucky if you made it with any liquid.
Actually, we had to eat
lick
it.
Your fingers.
We had to eat it straight off the spoon.
And share.
Yes.
All right.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trailing here.
This is very straightforward. You either know this or you don't. This is strapline related.
The vicar and I are so grateful for your help with the fate. So kind.
Anyone could say the same for the coffee.
What did you see?
Well, it is rather bitter. Have you tried Mellow Birds?
Mellow Birds?
Yes, Birds makes a much kinder cup of coffee. See, no bitterness there.
Julie, I think you've converted me.
Mellow Birds will make you...
What will Mellow Birds make you do?
Mellow Birds will make you love coffee. No, I don't know.
Mellow Birds will make you smile.
Okay. Melbourne, yeah. So it's funny, Nescafe, all that sort of gold blend, they're all the same sort of like neighbours talking to each other and, have you tried this? No, I haven't. Or Gareth Hunt's in there going, am I going to share both of you? Yeah, it's like all the same story, isn't it? Mellowbirds, I do remember Mellowbirds.
The other Mellowbirds one that I rejected is an American, same situation. They're in a home, but it's an American lady And the American lady says, come in and have a cup of coffee. And it has the same thing. And this woman actually spits the coffee out. This is what the thing is missing with the visuals. In that one, she spits it into a spittoon plant pot.
Oh.
And in this one, I'd like to think that she spits it into a handbag, but she does.
She gets a handkerchief and does a bushman's blow. And, yeah. And just tucks it in. Nice.
But in the other ad, the American woman goes, you Brits really don't know how to make coffee, do you?
You don't know how to make a cup of joe.
We brought everything with us from America, from the States. And then, of course, at the end, she's converted because Millerbird's makes you smile.
Okay. I don't remember. I can see the tin almost. It was a light blue. The bottle, the
yes.
Jar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you give me some hard ones here. Okay.
I think. I didn't deliberately make them hard. I think I made the mistake. I got sucked into a 1970s vortex, where I was going to do some from the 70s, some from the 80s, and some from the 90s. But there's so many classic ones from the 70s.
That's okay.
So the next one we do, maybe I'll do
maybe
an
80s. Maybe during a decade I was alive watching the television and could actually speak and read.
Oh, thank you. All right.
That's what I'm saying. The jingle. Okay, this one's easy.
Benjamin Button.
Ready?
This demonstration will show how Tetley's 2,000 perforations let flavour flood out.
Right, I'm going to stop it there because obviously everything else is, you know. What was the tagline?
Oh.
And do you remember the name of one of the characters that the governor often refers to?
No, I know that collectively they were known as the Tetley's Tea Folk.
Mm-hmm.
The strapline, I think, is related to the tea bag perforations, but I haven't got it. I can tell you that the voiceover talent, do you remember that movie Kez?
I read the book at school.
And it was a fabulous, fabulous movie, and he played the PE teacher.
I can see the guy's face now. Yeah, he
played the PE teacher. And in it was one of the things that has struck that I love and have always loved after watching that movie.
PE teachers.
They break the fourth wall. So they have a football match and he picks the best team for himself and he plays centre forward.
Yeah.
And then he commentates on the match as if he was Bobby Charlton.
Yeah.
But it's a voiceover. So it's what's happening in his head. And it's the first time I ever saw the fourth wall broken in a movie. And ever since then, I'm an absolute sucker for it. But Brian Glover, I think his name is.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, that wasn't a question, so you didn't get any points for that.
It wasn't a question. I know.
But would you like to explain to the two listeners what the fourth wall is?
The fourth wall is when we remove the artifice that is the art and we speak directly to the consumer of the art.
In layman's terms.
Oh, I don't really know how to explain it in layman's terms. How do you explain it in layman's terms?
Well, it suddenly becomes a film, doesn't it? The media becomes, it suddenly becomes a media, so a medium. So when you're watching it, you're watching characters play roles, but then you never see the camera.
So the original, what you're talking about is the suspension of disbelief.
Yes.
And then you break the fourth wall and the suspension of disbelief is removed.
Okay, that's it. So the name of the sidekick, I don't know if he mentions in this ad, but you can't.
I mean, I could go Alf, Eric, Bill.
But you can't remember
Dennis.
The tagline. It's the only one in a northern accent that I've got on here, and you don't remember it.
No.
You should never be allowed back into England.
Imagine Sydney's the flavour and the hoops a perforation. Of course, our craftsmanship means that you won't have to jump through hoops to get a flavourful cup of tea. Simply dive into a box of Tetley. Just like Sydney. Tetley make tea bags, make tea.
Oh, how could you not remember that? Shame on you. Remove your northern passport.
That is embarrassing, isn't it? I suspect that they're still using the same strap.
So I thought that was going to be an easy one. Wow. How things can shake up. You got any more?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Okay, I've got... what have I got here? I've got a 3-second clip. Very simple. What's the brand?
Not clear.
Do you want to go again?
No. Yeah. No. I want that as an alert tone on my phone, though. I don't know. No.
Nothing?
No. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm going to have to pass.
Bring out.
The dead? Bring out. You're winning. No, I don't know.
Bring out the.
Bring out. Bring out the what?
Branston.
Bring out the Branston. I love Branston, but that was a little bit before my time. I couldn't read the label on the jar when my mum was feeding it to me in the high chair, unfortunately.
Well, it's the same thing as the Tetley's one. They're still using the same strap. Bring out the Branston, yeah. And that was 1974 or something.
I mean, that's probably the same jar because it lasts forever.
I think Branston made a massive leap forward when they started cutting everything up into smaller bits.
Why?
Well, it became more spreadable, didn't it? You used to spread it and there'd be a great big chunk of carrot in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
But now they chop it really finely. It's like, anyway.
But okay, I can see the bottle. I can see the red, the gold. I can see it all, but I just didn't see that ever.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
I better give them a call.
There you go. That's one of your famous 2.8 seconds.
Do it again.
I better give them a call.
Okay. What's the product?
Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Do you remember, if I play a bit more of this ad, do you remember this ad? And, okay, I'll give you, I'll make it easy for you. If you can tell me what the VO reads, which is like the sign-off, which is the same on all the Yellow Pages ads, like the ones we reviewed at the beginning. Do you have any idea?
I better give them a call. The house is on fire.
Yeah.
You'll be late! Can't stop! But I just won't give me a lift.
Need to wash my sports stuff.
Oh, in the airing cupboard.
Might be late tonight, darling.
This is the most bizarre. It goes on, but it's the worst. Bizarre ad. Basically, this woman's being treated like a maid in her own home. And she looks up, basically, getaways. And then it shows her on the end on a train going, fuck them, basically. It's really bizarre. It's really bizarre. But do you remember the VO?
But that's one of, I'm trying to think.
It's always the same voice.
I passed off some wisdom in the last podcast as my own, and then I worked out where I got it from. So I said, do you remember I mentioned Bill Birnbach's Universal Human Truths, and I actually pinched it from a Dave Trott blog.
Mm.
But it's a universal truth, isn't it? It's that idea that can you imagine being a mother in the 70s or 80s and just being used as an absolute doormat?
But it's just
the way that I treated my mother.
Strangest ad.
It's that longing, isn't it? You can only imagine how my mother longed to get away from having two arsehole, 14, a 14 and a 12-year-old boy, plus a husband.
See, this is the benefits of being the youngest and like 10 years younger than everyone else. I used to get home and my mum would say, oh, look, could you go in your bedroom? And she'd be smirking. And I said, what? And she'd move my whole room around. I like painted the wall or done something like radical. Okay, on that note, I'll play the rest of this.
I think we're getting too much backstory in this, isn't it? It's like, I don't want to tell anybody about the beatings.
Good old Yellow Pages. We don't just help with things like a leaky roof. We can sort out more important things,
yes,
too.
Just for a couple of days. This one.
Better read this.
Just for a couple of days. On your own, are you? Yes. Just for a couple of days.
So great. So she left a note basically saying, sorry, kids, I fucked off.
So when he says, just for a couple of days.
Son goes, look at this. Like, gives it to the daughter. She goes, what's that? For a couple of days. And then this mum's sitting on a coach and this old biddy leans over. She goes, are you on your own? And you can see she's thinking, yes, and I'd like to keep it that way, please. It's the weirdest Yellow Pages ad ever. So I got 1 point, okay?
Yeah, I've got nothing.
All right. No, I got one for the music.
Oh, did I? Okay.
Okay.
This one may be the hardest.
Oh.
And I'm sorry. I apologise in advance. Have a listen to this. It's a bit of a story in itself.
This operation can be performed with the greatest of ease. Knife. First, we make two clean incisions and lift gently out. Next part of the Bird's Eye Dairy Cream Sponge is inserted into the facial orifice or gap. It's made with fresh cream, of course.
Ah, oh, adorable, but give me Bird's Eye Eclairs.
Okay, here. The Bird's Eye Fancy, fancy a Bird's Eye Arctic Roll. Ah, yes, delicious ice cream. And what is the technical term for this scrumptious creation?
What a rare treat.
Excuse me, please, but I am greatly preferring the real fruit and beautiful bird's eye blackcurrant cheesecake. And when I am consuming this most wonderful food for eating, am I not crying out another technical term? Give us another dollar for that. Excellent. And what are your conclusions on bird's eye cakes and desserts?
You kind of like them.
Wow, that... talk about the 70s. An Asian accent by a non-Asian person, I believe.
If I tell you what's going on here... The same Scottish comedian plays all five characters in that ad, and four of them are white.
Wow.
He's in blackface.
That's amazing.
It is 1973, that ad. I think I might have made it too hard. Do you know who it is?
Spike Milligan.
Who is it?
Spike Milligan?
It's not Spike Milligan. It's a Scottish comedian, which narrows it down considerably. It's not Frankie Boyle.
And it's not... Wait, is that... Billy Connolly?
No, it's not Billy.
No? Is it... I don't know any other Scottish comedians.
I think it's one of those that either know or you don't know.
I don't.
Stanley Baxter.
No, never heard of him.
Never heard of him?
No.
Sorry.
No.
I think I'm going to let you off with that.
Don't like his word.
I'm going to give you the point for that, or we'll just remove... Because actually, let's take that out because you had to remove a question. So that one doesn't count for the scoring. That's how level playing field Stevie I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, I've never heard him.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But that's wrong. I mean, it's wrong, but it's not a good accent, is it?
Actually, watching it, it makes you...
But it's the sort of thing Spike Milligan would have done, isn't it?
Sick in my throat watching it. But it's it's one of those things, isn't it? It's a product of its time.
It was different then, wasn't it? Things were different. You ready?
Yeah.
This one's an easy peasy one. I think it's maybe the last one, but this is... I'll ask you the question at the end.
There's going to be a few of you out shearing this time, then.
About 40, I'd reckon.
Something for the ladies?
Oh, yeah. Two bottles of sweet cherry, mate.
Okay. Very, very famous ad. What is the brand?
The only thing I can think of is Toyota.
No.
It's not the Bogger ad.
No.
Okay. I got nothing.
It was what is the brand, and also what was the famous catch, or what was the famous funny line at the end of the ad? Okay, so do you want to keep playing it?
No, I've got nothing. Play it.
So there's going to be a few of you out shearing this time, then?
About 40, I'd reckon.
Something for the ladies?
Oh, yeah. Two bottles of sweet cherry, mate.
Oh, I can see the ad. I can see it now. Okay, stop. That is Castlemaine Forex ad.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they've loaded the back of a ute with so much beer that it's a pyramid of beer. And then they put the two bottles of sherry on, something for the ladies, and the chassis... And basically the whole thing falls apart. The ute falls apart. The chassis breaks, and the gag is something about excessive drinking for women. There's too much stuff on the ute for women. Am I close?
Looks like we've overdone it with the sherry.
Yeah.
Australians wouldn't give a Castlemaine 4X for anything else.
Not bad.
I'm really pleased with myself.
Did you hear
for
him
that.
Say two bottles? Because it was actually two bottles.
Yeah, I heard him say two bottles. I did.
All right.
I'm really pleased with myself.
Well done. Those are all the ones I have today.
Okay. I've got another couple.
Okay.
That we can do anyway. What's the scores on the doors?
I've got 12.5. You got 16.
All right. Well, let's see whether you can get back in the game.
Well, if you can let me listen to mine twice, yeah.
Got my hair, got my head, got my brain, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got my mouth, got my mind. Got my tongue, got my chin, got my neck, got my hip, got my heart, got my soul, got my back, got myself. Got my arms, got my hands, got my fingers, got my legs, got my feet, got my toes, got my liver, got my blood.
That is
you get the idea.
The
what
theme
else
from the 1977 Disabled Olympics.
What else have we got?
I've got my body. I've got my man. I've got my hands. I've got my knees. I've got my... I don't know.
Effectively, the ad repeats 50% of the strap line about 40 times.
Oh, yeah, I don't
and
know.
The word is got. So what have I got? Very simple. Got.
Oh. Chlamydia. Don't know. I don't know.
Got milk.
Got milk.
Got milk.
Oh, see, I was going to pull a milk one out. You get a whole lot of bottle. No, I don't know.
I've got milk. I've got life.
I've got milk. I've got a life, did you say?
Yep. Got milk, got life.
There's a whole lot of something in a bottle. It was, yeah, I saw one of those, and it had about four taglines on it, so I thought, oh, no. But I'd never actually heard that one before.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's one that we have spoken about. Have a good listen to this. You're listening primarily to the talent, but you're also listening for who's not in it as well as who's in it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now then, Toby, what well-known phrase comes to mind whenever you eat a topic bar?
Happy birthday to Toby.
No, try again.
Hey, hazelnut, in the hand is worth a bird in the bush.
No, here's a clue. Not all chocolate bars give you this.
A hazelnut in. Time saves nine.
You'll just have to finish the whole topic.
Topic! A hazelnut in every bite. I remember.
Yes. Funny how you always remember right at the end.
Three questions. Uh-huh. What's got a hazelnut in every bite?
Squirrel shit.
Squirrel shit for 1 point. Mm-hmm. Well done. There are three members of a famous comedic trio in... there are two members of a famous comedic trio in that ad. Who are they?
Should we play again?
You want to play again?
Now then, Toby, what well-known phrase comes to mind whenever you eat a topic bar?
Happy birthday to Toby.
No, try again.
Hey, hazelnut, in the hand is worth a bird in the bush.
No, here's a clue. Not all chocolate bars give you this.
A hazelnut in. Time saves nine.
You'll just have to finish the whole topic.
Topic! A hazelnut in every bite. I remember.
Yes. Funny how you always remember right at the end.
So, a comedic duo.
So, there is a comedic trio.
Trio. That's a different chocolate bar.
Only two members of them are in this ad. Oh, it's funny, listening to that again, the Foley guy has gone to get his the noise where the little thing eats, and each bite it goes, he's just gulped one up.
A famous trio from the 70s?
70s and beyond? 70s and 80s and beyond.
I want to say Monty Python, but that's a bit obvious. No, a famous trio. It can't be the two runners, there's only two of those.
Okay, I'll give you the name of the show.
Go on.
Goody.
Goody, goody, gum, gum.
Goody, goody, yum.
The Ornithologist.
Yum. Okay, who was the Ornithologist?
Bill. Sorry, we're on first name terms. Bill. Bill the Ornithologist. Graham Green. Graham. There's Graham and Bill. I remember Graham and Bill. So, yeah, Grey Bill. Graham.
So, Graham and Bill are in the ad.
Okay. Bill Oddie.
Bill Oddie is 1 point.
Graham, not Green. Graham. Yeah, there's Graham. I don't know. We used to be first name terms to say. Hey, Jones, what's up, group? Goody, goody, gum, gum. Graham, Bill, and the other one were the oddies. not the oddies, the goodies. Oh, I don't know. Graham, I did pretty good for a bit.
Yep. Okay, so you get 1 point for Bill Oddie. You get,
and the Ornithology.
You get 0.5, so you get half a point for Graham.
Graham
Gardner.
And Tim Wright, Tim Brooke Taylor. There you go.
Well done.
My old boss went to school with him, Timber Taylor.
Well, 2.5 points out of three, out of a possible three there. And that brings us staggering to the end of our quiz. What's the scores on the last
turn? I did have one more for you.
Oh, isn't it funny how you got one more when you're a point down at the end?
Well, no, not really. It's quite natural. No, I did. Sorry, hang on.
Go on.
Hang on. Oh. Sorry. So I'll play you this. How long is it? I think it's a 60-second. And if you get this, you will be the king of kings, the winner of winners, the best of the best. You ready?
Go.
There's a girl, see her walk
the street many times. So I gotta make her mine, gotta make her mine. Whoa, whoa. Now I'm gonna make her mine, gotta make her mine. Whoa, whoa.
I'm gonna cut it before the tech reads. Right, I've got a few questions for you. This is multiple points. One, what's the brand? Two, who does it feature? Three, what's the song? And four, as an extra bit of trivia, which celebrity's son appears in the ad as an extra? I'm sorry, but these are the rules.
The celebrity's son appearing as an extra was you?
No.
The talent was Twiggy?
No.
I got nothing. I've never heard that song before in my life.
Really?
No. Whoa, whoa.
Okay.
Levi's so, what?
Colours.
Colours.
So the song was Make Her Mine by Hipster Image.
Is that your ad?
The talent
hey,
was...
Hey, it's your ad.
The extra in the back was Jackson Brown's son.
Right.
So sorry, no points for that, unfortunately.
That was sneak. I feel bad now because I obviously... I haven't.
Yeah, you should know.
Because I've watched your reel so many times since. Yeah, every just, time I come round to the house, you say, oh, let's watch my reel.
Look, yeah.
Well, this was between
Steve, have you got nothing to do on Friday night? Come round and watch
check
my reel.
Check this new couch, you're real, isn't it? No, it's not, it's not. It's different stuff. Check it out. It's your reel, isn't it? No, it's not. We didn't notice there were some palm trees until the post. That's Jackson Brown's son.
Didn't know that.
Who asked my copywriter and myself. Good can I ask you a question, guys? Can I ask you a question? I'm writing a script. If someone gets kidnapped and they're over 18, is it still called kidnapping?
He did not.
He did.
He did not.
He did. He did. But there you go. Sorry, that was just a bit of a furphy for you.
That was
to
try great.
And catch up, but no,
it was really great.
I lost. So I'm looking forward to the next quiz. So the next quiz will hopefully be done in a decade where I was able to read and write.
Well, my idea was that the next one would be the 1980s.
But I'll tell you one thing. I have noticed looking at this. I took this from a poll of 272 ads over 2 hours of ads, right? And one common sort of thing that people feel about America, not so much, but England, is... You know, England's advertising is held up as being the best in the world, and everybody watches it. And I, you know, every time I go back to England and I watch the TV, this brings it back home. There's a lot of shit, and there was then, and there is now.
I mean,
a lot of shit.
I didn't think of that, but I did exactly the same as you. So I trawled through. Somebody has taken the trouble to create a 10-part YouTube video of advertising from the 70s, and. On average, there were about 15 ads on each on each part, and I really struggled. So how many is that? If there were 15, 10, 150 ads, I really struggled to pull 15 out of there. And if you actually look at the ads, they're not particularly good ads. The interesting one for me was the one that was directed by Bob Brooks.
Fade to Black.
Which was the Pepsi lip-smacking, thirst-quenching, which you'd never heard of.
No.
But Keith Chegwin, you know, I mean, it was terrible. It was awful acting.
I mean,
shocking script.
Different times, I know.
Yeah.
But it's, but yeah, I mean, there's some on in this reel, like for British Gas and things like that, just real fodder. Just there's one for the ZX Spectrum, which is kind of exciting. The Commodore 64.
All right.
Now with 64K processing power. But yeah, there's a lot of rubbish that, you know, you forget about.
I read a really, really lovely article which said that in the 70s and 80s, there were only two voiceover artists in the UK that were worth hiring. One was English and the other one everybody thought was American, but it's actually Canadian. And he used to do all, as well as doing a lot of voiceover work, the American / Canadian bloke, did all the movie trailers. So he was the original gravelly voiced.
He was a boy.
He
was
exactly. A and he created an entire genre.
I can't remember his name. He used to turn up in a white limo and get picked up in
and
a
he,
white limo.
And he lived, apparently he lived in Soho and... wore all black all the time, including a black Stetson hat.
Is that right?
Yeah. And there was a little anecdote about him turning up for a record session and he did the record and then the sound engineer, I should have written the name down, but the sound engineer said to him, that's 2 seconds too long. And he did the entire read again, just once, and cut exactly 2 seconds off the read.
Wow.
And the footnote to that is it was absolutely off his tits.
Oh, really?
At 10:30 in the morning.
Have you ever seen him in the Jerry Seinfeld trailer?
No.
Whoa, feedback.
All right, let's try this.
This is the voiceover for a comedian movie trailer. Take one.
In a world where laughter was king.
No, in a world, Jack.
What do you mean, no, in a world?
It's not that kind of movie.
Oh? Okay. In a land that...
No, in a land either.
In a time...
No, I don't think so.
In a land before time.
It's about a comedian, Jack.
One man.
No.
When your life is no longer your own.
What does that mean?
When everything you know is wrong.
That's wrong.
In an outpost.
No.
On the edge of space.
No space.
A girl.
No.
Two girls.
No.
Now.
No.
More than ever.
Stop it.
A renegade cop.
I hate you.
A robot renegade cop.
You're fired.
You're fired.
No, you're actually fired.
I'm fired.
Get out of the booth, Jack.
No, I like it in here.
Isn't it good, isn't it?
That's brilliant.
It's Ben Elton. I went to see him in Perth, and he did a thing about voiceover man. He said, how does he talk normally? He said, like, hello, honey, I'm home. I've just been out to get a packet of Benson and Hedges. It's really funny.
Okay, we're wrapping up now. Thanks very much for taking part in the very first Classic Ads from Simpler Times quiz, Tones.
Here to make you look good, mate. 16 versus 15.
I knew you'd say something like that. I knew you
just
wouldn't.
I like them.
I knew you wouldn't accept defeat gracefully.
No, we're only halfway through. Everyone's a winner in my book. Thanks, Steve.
It's the taking part that counts, Tones.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Thank you very much.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.